This interview was produced for Red Eye, a 3-hour current affairs program on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM. Frustrated with the increasing inequalities of the global economy, people in communities around the world are taking matters into their own hands. In addition to protesting economic injustice, hundreds of communities have decided to take an even more proactive step by printing and circulating their own currencies. I'm joined this morning by Gerald Wheatley. Gerald is the founder and coordinator of a local currency system, Calgary Dollars. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning.
Now, why did people in Calgary decide to create a local currency?
Well, it was a response from members of a community organization that had been doing, been engaged in international development education, and we're seeing many of the issues of globalization being very challenging to address in concrete and constructive local ways, and local currency was one of the things that people felt that we could make a change in our neighborhood to respond to international issues.
Now, people around the world have been creating alternative currencies for many, many years, and there's a lot of models out there. Tell us about the system that you ended up designing.
Mm-hmm. Well, our steering committee talked about the two main models at the time. This was in 1994 and 1995. The two main models were the Letts system, credited to Michael Linton from Vancouver Island, which is an electronic currency that people track on a computer database. The second system is a printed currency, and at the time, the most well organized of these was Ithaca Hours in Ithaca, New York.
So you actually have a physical currency then?
Yes. So Calgary Dollars is a printed currency in $1, $5, and $10 denominations, and bright blue, purple, and green, and you carry them in your wallet and use them alongside your Canadian dollars.
And who administers the system and funds the printing of the system?
Well, the printing of the currency, the original currency was printed on a grant from the community association called the Arusha Center. People can look that up at arusha.org. And it was a relatively minor expense compared to the operation of the project. So the administration of the project is done by a collective of people that are staff and participants in the system.
And what is the Calgary dollar backed by, in a sense?
Right.
If I have this money, how do I know it's worth something?
Mm-hmm. Well, Calgary dollars are issued into circulation when new members list their goods and their services. So in terms of backing, it's backed by those goods and services, the members' time and their resources that they're accepting Calgary dollars for. That very much backs the currency. So the issuance, we have $50,000 worth of Calgary dollars in circulation now, and those went into circulation as new members join, bringing their time and their talents and their resources to the system. That's what backs it. It's the same, coincidentally, as what backs the Canadian dollar, is that it's an agreement of value. There isn't a par value of gold bullion in any bank accounts for either currency.
How do you figure out what a dollar is worth?
Mm-hmm. It's a market value. So if a person has a motorcycle for sale, they would sell that at a equivalent to Canadian dollars.
So straight across, just like a Canadian dollar then?
Yeah, yeah. And our participants often take a percentage. So our listings that are that we mail out to our members and are online at calgarydollars.ca, often the listings will say things like 50% Calgary dollars, meaning, you know, on a $100 bill, you use $50 in cash and 50 Calgary dollars.
Okay, but if I had a service that I wanted to sell and I wanted to get a sense of how much to advertise it for in Calgary dollars, I'd use the Canadian dollar as a kind of a benchmark, would I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if someone wants to start using Calgary dollars, how do they sign up and actually start getting involved with the system and using the currency?
Well, they fill out like a classified ad form with their contact information. They pay $1 a month for listings. They can run a number of listings for that $1 a month. And then those are printed both hard copy and online. And then people phone them up and offer them payment in cash in Calgary dollars.
And do you have a certain amount that you start with?
That's when you first join, you get 40 Calgary dollars is issued to you for your initial payment, and when you renew each year on an annual basis, you get another 20 Calgary dollars.
And what kind of transactions might I find in those listings? What kind of things will I be able to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's just under 1,000 listings right now. They include the general categories of children and child care and home services. Computer services are very popular. Transportation. Those are kind of the some of the broad categories. But out of the 500 formal participants, about 160 of those are businesses. They include an organic grocery store, courier service, color copy, print shop, sign company, video store, gaming store, gift shops, quite a variety of businesses. And then in terms of organizations and other services, the City of Calgary accepts Calgary dollars for Calgary Transit tickets and for Calgary Recreation Center tickets. So you can use Calgary dollars to buy transit tickets and Recreation Center tickets. There's many apartment buildings in the city that and landlords that take Calgary dollars as part of rent. And that's really been the focus for us is on the food, shelter, transportation, clothing, these basic services that everybody needs.
And do you have any restriction on the kind of business that can join?
The businesses have to be locally owned businesses, so we wouldn't have any the multinationals join, and that's really the only criteria.
Do you have a sense of how much currency is in circulation at any one point?
Yeah, there's $50,000 worth of Calgary dollars that are circulating, and they're changing hands about five times a year. So each note, so that's a five-fold impact on that $50,000. So about $250,000 of economic impact each year.
Now, I understand that you also have a granting program. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the great things about printing your own money is that you can then give it away to good causes. And so at our monthly potluck, we have community groups that are interested in and able to improve the work that they do using Calgary dollars that will come out and our membership discusses their grant applications and discusses issuing a grant to them. So some of the examples, community gardens, we had a biodiesel processor group that 3 years ago began operating two vehicles running on biodiesel, wanted to increase their size of production, and so we had welding services that created a 50-gallon processor with a mixer and engine and everything. We've also funded the city's Calgary's first pesticide-free park, which is an issue here in Calgary around broadening pesticide-free public places, and so a grant was issued to support advocacy work and promoting around pesticide issues. So those are a few. The biggest grant that we issued was to our local car sharing organization, which takes 100% Calgary dollars as well, so people can pay for their car usage, both their kilometer and hour usage in Calgary dollars, and that work was originally advanced in a $3,000 grant for part-time staff to expand that project.
Now, in addition to making grants, can members also apply for loans?
Yeah, so the business community can apply for loans in Calgary dollars. Some of the more recent ones, we had a home draftsman who he wanted to set up a home office, and so he was able to buy all the hardware and systems necessary to be able to work from home and expand his business. And we had a carpenter was hired for a mechanic who built a garage for providing services for Calgary dollars, and so some of the construction expenses were paid for in local currency.
And what's your interest rate?
Oh, and they're interest free.
Interest free.
Yeah, it's important for this project. The Calgary dollars is exemplifying different design of currency, and so just like the use of currency is entirely designed by human beings, this concept of interest is also designed by people, specifically people that want to increase the wealth that they already have. There have been numerous currencies that use the opposite approach called demurrage, where your currency devalues if you don't spend it. So there shouldn't really be a default on paying interest on currency. We've chosen that rather than interest or demurrage, we'll have no interest charged. That discourages people from hoarding it. It encourages people to keep spreading it around.
How do you think that Calgary dollars is affecting the people who participate in the system?
Well, the benefits of Calgary dollars are very interesting. I've just finished interviews with 40 participants in Calgary, in Nelson, B.C., and in Ithaca, New York. And the benefits of local currency participation are both social and economic. So it's a fabulous combination when people have a financial incentive to get to know their neighbors and expand their hobbies and bring their life into more balance. And so the Calgary dollars gives it an incentive for people to pursue those hobbies and come out and meet other people and be more engaged in their community. So it's a combination of those two elements, giving a financial incentive to build community.
Now, you said right at the beginning that one of the motivations was to challenge the inequities of the global economic system. Do you think that Calgary and other communities that are using local currencies are accomplishing that goal?
I think they demonstrate, in our case especially, we really talk about the bioregional economy, and that the things that are produced locally should be given an incentive rather than a disincentive. And so local currencies, the 7,000-odd systems around the world, are demonstrating that in each of their neighborhoods, their cities or communities, that the things that are produced locally are what should be getting the emphasis, not those things that are produced at great discount across the ocean and shipped here because of huge systems that are in place.
Well, it's been great talking with you this morning. Thank you very much, Gerald.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Gerald Wheatley. He's the founder and coordinator of Calgary Dollars. A wealth of information on this system and how to set up local currency can be found at calgarydollars.ca. Red Eye is produced by an independent media collective and airs on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. You can hear the program from 9 until noon Pacific Time, streaming live at coopradio.org.